Philadelphia, Philadelphia, are you ready? City of brotherly love, home of smoking Joe Frazier. Come on. It's about that time, FetLifeStation.com. Philly Fridays, baby, come on.
Splits in the car took out of ours evenly to make up his full end.
The problem is,
you've been here since when I promised us. Like, our money ain't clean. Just want a couple of beers. Two beers, that's it. That's it, we'll be on our way. We're looking for trouble. It's supposed like a jet of video things, but I appreciate it.
All right. You got some booze down there, that's cold one. Get some nice cold ones. Come on.
Come over here. That was very nice. Please don't leave. I'll tell you when the fuck we leave, alright? Get the fuck away.
I will never forget the look on the faces. Or leave them. Their faces dropped. All their courage and strength was drained right from their bodies. They had a reputation for breaking up bars. But they knew that instant they made a fatal mistake. This time they walked into the rule bar.
That's right, y'all. Oh, I know. Y'all thought that, this class ran a little long with the College Breakfast Club. That y'all didn't have to show up for office hours. Newsflash. Office hours is always in session. So, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Pulling up, sticking around. Shout out to our young folk up here in the College Breakfast Club doing their thing. Very, very committed group of young people. And I look forward to seeing how they start to blossom. Well, and also thank you for tuning in to Fat Life Station at FetLifeStation.com. the Philadelphia Friday, the Philly Friday. A shout out to our family up in New York, MacArthur College, and shout out to everybody else that's tuning in. It's currently 13 minutes after the hour on a beautifully, weathered evening. About 68 degrees, which is pretty good for this time of the year, especially up here in the Northeast. The Northeast corridor is normally catching a little brisk up here around these times. So we start to put on the planets. Trust the bottom. You know what I'm saying? I'm still these hoodies. Man, oh man. Here we are. And this is all, in a 24-hour week cycle, the type of content that we have available at our disposal, there's nothing lack. We're never lacking out here. It's like every day is Christmas. So, I'm chilling, right? And, it's the beginning of the basketball season. But they ain't the only thing going on with basketball this time of the year. Turns out that the balls on the court ain't the only thing that's popping right now. Especially when it comes to the likes of Dwight Howard. There's been a pussy gate explosion coming out in the internet streets. As I try to contain myself and exude a little bit of professionalism, I'm going to let y'all check out something that I heard here recently. Shout out to Mace, and Cameron. I forget the name of the podcast, but they got a sports talk show. It's one of the better sports talk shows. It's kind of like how we talk in the barbershop or we sit on the block and we start talking about sports. This is kind of what you get. So I'm going to show you what they had to say real quick about this Dwight Howard episode.
And of course, so you don't got to go on.
Yeah.
Check out the stats. So, basically, Dwight Howard and Steve met up, but Dwight Howard was kitty with him.
Yes.
Okay, guys, finish with your
story. Yes. Right, and yes. So, that's like you never stated. And now, you're trying to make it look like Steve was stupid when you was the one who initiated everything. And then you said that you stopped because you realized he didn't like it. Like,
Who's he? Steve Kitty?
Yeah.
Kitty is another nigga.
Why Howard brought Kitty? So, this is
for me and Mace, because I would love to hear a woman's interview on this. So basically, just so that me and Mace are clear, Dwight Howard was supposed to meet Steve. When they met up, the nigga had Kitty with him. And Steve is like, Steve is like, who the fuck am I? Signed up for Kitty. I signed up to meet you. And Dwight Howard is basically saying, nah, Kitty, you're going to have some fun. It'll be all right. Because, Kitty is a good time. Is that correct for what I'm saying? So that I just want to.
Who didn't like it? Steve
didn't sign up for it, like any of that.
Steve wanted one on one.
Yes, and the is basically like, you won't like this anyways. That's to Steve. Like, what is? And then not only that, Steve didn't like it. Then Dwight Howard went and like lied about the situation, saying that it never happened. So then you got Steve looking stupid, trying to like help Steve's name, and then now Dwight says,
so we gotta watch who we say, because I was gonna say something.
But not the.
So, in the forecast, by the way, the show is called It Is What It Is. And listen, man, All I'm saying is, you know, actually, I'm not going to say anything else about that situation. It's hilarious to me. Listen, man, if that's how you live, then, you know, this whole notion of the crisis, it's 2023, man. Everybody's on the front street today. There's no need to be out here. I mean, anybody just, I could have told you that Dwight Howard was moving a certain way when I watched the play with the Sixers. I ain't never seen a grown man with mascara and lipstick on during the game. So, it was like a 6'10" prince out there hopping and hopping around the corner. All he was missing was stilettos. But hey, listen, man, I ain't mad at you. You like it or not? Well, no, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, man, so initially this show was going to be about this whole situation that came out with former wife of Tyrese Gibson, Tyrese the singer, actor, A-list actor, you know, superstar, and his ex-wife, Samantha Lee. So, they have been going through a divorce for the last few years now, and the divorce hasn't been finalized yet, I don't believe, but I think the divorce is finalized, but now they're in court for the custody of their child. And apparently Samantha Lee has been trying to she's hired three major attorneys to try to figure a way around the prenuptial agreement that she had with Tyrese. And apparently she had a video this past week, but she put out, and one of the things she admitted to in the video is that if she had better people around her, that perhaps she wouldn't have responded so hastily to divorcing Tyrese. And I'm one of the people that's gonna call cap on that. And the only reason I'm gonna call cap on that is because, first of all, this is one of the weirdest sort of boomerang accountability efforts I've ever seen. She didn't account for any of the behaviors herself. When asked why she did get divorced, she never specified the purposes for the divorce. And according to Tyrese, she lied about everything that happened. But listen, don't hear it from me. Hear it from Tyrese.
Going to respond to this video. My ex is now going viral. She is loving it.
Yeah. Hold tight, y'all. Do the technical things.
Because you're trying to build up your YouTube page and get your followers up. Listen, man. Listen. If you had people in your ear that influenced you into leaving your husband and your one-year-old child, your innocent one-year-old child, we both were divorcee kids, grew up in toxic environments, torn in between our old family, new family, stepfather, stepmother. That's a life that we both lived. And you packed up a one-year-old, put a COVID mask on top of the Ring cameras, and I was literally in an airplane on my way home to fight for my marriage and my family. You're heartless. None of your friends recognize you. This is all about money. If you had friends in your ear, you're lying, you're gaslighting, you're playing. The only person that was in your ear was your mama. Her name is Patricia Randolph. You're not people in your ear. The amount of people that was supposedly in your ear, you also had a whole lot of people like Aventer Gray, Taffy Dollar, Creflo Dollar's wife, who married us. You had a whole lot of people in your ear telling you that you're about to do something stupid, impulsive, and y'all are actually not going through anything that would make you want to leave your husband. Let's go even further. When Aventer Gray and Pastor John Gray were having their own marital issues at the time, you arranged a therapy session with Aventer Gray at our house. And when she walked out of her therapy session, she walked into the foyer where the bumblebee is, and there was 50 boxes with like 7 or 8 people there packing up all the shit to leave the house. And I was in an airplane on my way home to try and fight and save our marriage. So if you had people in your ear at the time, they must be still in your ear, because you're still trying to get $20,000 a month for a 5-year-old. You make $160,000 a year on your own. This is all a game. You're clout chasing. You're something that I don't even know.
And let me speak to that for a second, because I can certainly relate to what he just said in so many different ways. First of all, most of this, this goes to prove that this is not just a celebrity issue. See, when you talk about Will and Jada Smith, when you talk about, you know, some of the other celebrity couples that are out there, that we've gone over, perused over in terms of their relationships. You know, you talk about the men that's been dealing with Megan Good, Ron Hart, the Harvey, the TMI. You talk about all this, man. You talk about this back and forth. You can actually point to say, okay, well, you know what? These are celebrities. So we can't really relate, because they live in a different stratosphere than we do. Their issues are not our issues. But when you have somebody like a nobody, like a Samantha Lee, who is out here right now, this woman wrecked her own marriage, and to this day, finally acknowledging that if she could do it all again, she would afford to save her marriage, which, you know, I kind of see his path. Because according to Tyrese, she also said other things. She tried to come back to him. And I know why she tried to come back to him. Because for millions, if they can't get the way, get you the way they want to come back so they can get you again. Look what happened to Anthony Anderson and his wife. She came back to him. They divorced. That she showed she possibly was 2016. Somehow, some way, they were able to rectify the marriage. Only for them to file the case when he was 10 times as wealthy in 2023 as he was 2016. You see, one of the things he said about Samantha is the circle of accountability that women always claim they had in the sisterhood. And they don't, and let me tell y'all, the sisterhood ain't just women. It's also these male besties. They're also part of the sisterhood. And so these male besties who are, you know, clinging on to their big enough orbit in the friend zone, hoping that some interstellar event occurs and they get bumped into the relationship. If when it ever happens, and when it doesn't last long. But we said Samantha Lee had people that she could talk to, but she talked to her mother. Let me tell you what that meant. The people that she would have talked to is the village we all talk about needing as a community. Every marriage needs a community, needs a village in order to be maintained. It needs a circle of elders and people who are all committed to seeing that relationship win. To the good times, but mostly to the bad. Because marriage is first and foremost duty. It is not the center of a fairy tale. So, when we listen to Samantha Lee and we listen to Tyrese, we can see a clear picture. And I can relate, because I was dealing with somebody a few years ago, right? I ain't talking about the drag lady at this time. I ain't talking about her. I'm talking about somebody else. And we were on the verge of breaking up. She had one girlfriend that would hold her accountable out of all of her friends. When I asked her the night before we called it quits, I said, did you talk to such and such? And she said, no. And I said, why did you talk to such and such? Because I knew she was trying to get me to, you know, go to the things I was doing and correct what was wrong. And I didn't want that. So I talked to the ones that would validate my feelings. She didn't say those words to say, but that's what she said. All the toxic friends are, hey girl, you need to be hanging out with us. Toxic dude, hey, he wasn't treating you right no way. The whole sisterhood. So when Talib spoke to that man, I could relate to that. And I'm sure a lot of men could too, if you tell by the things that have been coming out from the manosphere. And speaking of which, man, I had a treat for y'all tonight. Please let me know if y'all can hear the forecast, because it sounds a little jumpy. So just make sure that, you know, it's clear. If it's not, shoot me a text or, you know, let me know. I want to make sure this is clear, especially for what I'm about to show y'all. All right?
So I was talking to a male friend of mine the other day, and he told me that women...
Well, stop this. Let me pause the music for a second. We're gonna stop. I have a menagerie of clips that I'm going to present to y'all tonight. And this menagerie of clips is speaking to the behaviors that we've been dealing with. You know, the behaviors we're dealing with. All right, thanks, Pat. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate the message. So we're gonna, you know, keep it pushing y'all tonight. But I got some clips I need y'all to listen to. And this is speaking to the behaviors of the sisterhood. Remember the sisterhood that we need to speak on. And I had a bigger selection, but I'm going to let y'all hear a few because we don't have a limited amount of time. Hold tight. Hold on. All right. Yeah, I definitely want y'all to hear this one. Because this one's about... Hold on, where's the damn thing? I'm trying to ring this. So to hear them all in the same, like, pocket. All right, let me go back. So there's three videos. Y'all can't hear the video. Well, y'all can't see the video. You want to hear what they're saying. All right? And this is one I played a while back, but it makes so much sense right now. Hold tight.
You're still not giving me an answer.
Gave you the answer. Why do women get so defensive when they're called out on
because
something?
You don't want to be honest. You don't want to deal with it. Don't want to change.
We just don't want to deal with it.
Exactly. Like, why? Why is that an issue?
Because we kind of want to do what we want to do, and we don't see you guys. Men complain about things that are just sometimes just why? Why? Why are you upset about it? You do. And I feel
because
like
there's something
wrong for me.
And the only way to communicate and fix things is to address it.
I don't like to be told
deal with it and fix it.
I don't like to be told that I'm wrong. I don't like
that's established
when I'm wrong.
That's established.
So I get agitated when I find out that I'm wrong about something. Okay? I get agitated. And that's why I guess I get defensive because I just want to do what I want to do. And no, it's not always right, but I just want to do what I want to do. And when you call me out, it makes me defensive because I don't even understand why you would be calling me out. It's not that serious.
All right. That's one. Okay. There's four. All right. Hold on, here's another one.
Hold on. Not this one. Trying to get this thing situated here. Hold on, y'all. Trying to get certain, there's certain things I want y'all to hear tonight. And I had this thing situated, and then the next thing up, it just does its own damn thing. So, but I had a few more clips that I wanted to play tonight, just so we could go through this before I get to the big bonanza. Oh yeah, this one for sure. This one for shizzle. All right.
Comedian Ray Diva, y'all favorite comedian, and let me tell y'all, this story makes me sick. I told y'all I was sick of the world. This is why. Because right there, you have Monteria Myers and Mynaria Myers. These two young ladies were sent to their death by their own mother. That's right, y'all know what I said. I'm so fucking disgusted at this story. It makes me mad every time I read about it. Anywho, because I'm going to bring y'all up to date on this story. The story goes, it's all alleged that the mother was having an ongoing dispute over a man, right? And the person who she was having a dispute with owns or works in a beauty salon in Arkansas. So at some point, an argument ensued at the mother's home the night before the actual incident happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was an argument or a fight, but it was some type of disturbance at her home. So the next day, this lady grabs her two daughters, send them into the salon with her scary ass to fight this lady, right? Mind you, they go into the salon, arguments start, the fight starts, and they're tussling, and at which time the owner or the lady in the salon grabs her gun, shoot both of the girls. One of them dead on the scene, the other one died at the hospital. I believe it was Monteria that was shot in the back of her head. Right. That's a question mark. Now, anywho. You think the mom went in to check on her daughters? No fucking man. She left. What kind of piece of shit mom sends their daughters to their death and then leaves? Like, I'm so angry. So, when the salon owner, whoever the lady in the salon started to shoot at them, these girls actually tried to leave. They were retreating. But, in Arkansas, the law is, allegedly, even if the suspects are retreating, if you still feel like you are in danger, you can use deadly force. So the deputy prosecutor, Ms. Kava Petro, stated that the homicides were justified. Wow. She beautiful.
Yes, right. So three shooting deaths stemming from two incidents in 2019 that added to the city's total of 12 homicides for the year were officially cleared. Thursday, after both incidents were ruled justifiable use of deadly force by the prosecuting attorney's office. In the letters, the Hot Springs police chief, Jason Stachy, issued by Garland County prosecuting attorney Michelle Lawrence, been obtained Friday by the Sentinel Record, the chief deputy prosecutor, Karen Petro, wrote that the July 24th death of Monteria Myers, age 22, and her sister, Montania Myers, age 19, both of Hot Springs, and a July 30th from Christopher Brock of Hot Springs were both justified and no further review in this matter is necessary. So, I'm not sure about the last person, the Christopher Brock person, because I don't think that was related to this particular story or this particular incident. But the two young daughters of this woman, Monteria Myers, age 22, and her sister, Mynaria Myers, age 19, were both sent to their death because their mother had a dispute with another woman over a man. See, when we talk about stuff like this in the community, we always talk about how violent the community is and how violent the bells are around here in the community. Meanwhile, we had a 19-year-old girl here in Philadelphia walk. Get on a subway bus, a public transit bus. And then, as she was exiting the bus, in my neighborhood, mind you, she turned around and shot the bus driver 8 times, killing him instantly. This man was considered a well stature of the community.
He was considered a solid man. He was a father, from what I understand, a former military vet, and all he was doing was his job. When are we going to start addressing the violent nature of our women, and specifically when they feel as though there's no consequences for their violence? Even in the depths of the, I mean, remember we talked about the situation that happened in Florida. You know, the brother's name, the football player, who ex-girlfriend sent a text message to her brother telling him to shoot his shit up. These are the things we talk about, but wait, because there's a reason to why all this makes sense.
So I was talking to a male friend of mine the other day, and he told me that women don't apologize, and women can't be held accountable. And I began to really think deeply about this idea, and one of the things that came across my mind is, in the last 9 months or so of me being in my private practice, I have myself experienced many women, whether they came as a couple or they came by themselves, they very abruptly discontinued their therapy. And I started to reflect and really think, you know, what was going on here? And I noticed that after I had to confront them about something, I had to bring to their attention something they were doing that wasn't contributing to the health of the relationship, they became very defensive and very, you know, just very harsh, and they stopped coming. And even though the husband would continue to come, he made it very clear that, yeah, she won't apologize. She thinks you're wrong. She thinks you're taking my side. And I began to really reflect, like, oh my gosh, is it true that women don't apologize? Is it that women struggle with being held accountable? I'd love your thoughts on this. Me, personally, I think it has to do with
a lack of insurance, which she was about to say. And let's think about that for a second, because remember, our elder, well, I'm going to tell you, before I say that, I'm coming to that. I just had to make a note. Yes. I'm going to come back to that, because this actually pours into our next point. Have any of you been on social media over the last week? And if you have, do you remember the infamous Cheesecake Factory? Remember the date that was horribly wrong? But apparently, one, I believe it was a skit, the lady that was involved, they put it together, came out and said it was a skit. But it did generate topics of conversation, because this is something that we deal with, and specifically the men, in regards to the attitude of women who believe that they need to be thrown out on the chair on the first date. So, a sister, I guess, took it upon herself to go out and call upon the sisterhood and help her to create a list of no-goes on the first date. So I'm going to read to you this list. All right? And I'm going to tell you how to start. Now, the person who sent it, not sure where it's supposed to start. As you know, people tend to clip the name and they continue to share the post, and the post goes viral. So it goes as this. Here's a list of places women absolutely refuse to go on the first date. And thank you to all the ladies who reached out to me to help me on my list. Alright, so this is a group of sisters. Allegedly. Number one was Cheesecake Factory, followed by Applebee's, Chili's, Chipotle, Olive Garden, the movies, Your House, any fast Shane, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop, Red Lobster, a buffet, IHOP, Denny's, the Jeff Church, Starbucks, Coffee Days, Ice Cream Days, Family Functions, Movie Nights, including Netflix and chill, somewhere that requires long driving, bowling, nightclub, and a hookah bar. Now, has some book on this list. Fellas, I'm going to tell you right now. If she subjected me to this list, she don't like me, man. Because we all know that for the man she desires, she'll be catering to him. Number seven at your house. It wouldn't be at your house. First day, she might be making you dinner at her house. Well, now they're supposed to be can't cook, but she might order out and ask you to come to her house. That's what happens when she likes you, man. It'll require all this other, these aesthetics. Most of this so that they can have content for their social media channel. But this list, right? There were some sisters who objected to this list, and I'm going to get into that as well. One of the reasons why this list was so offensive was because of the audacity of it. The audacity of putting together this particular list, for which some sisters would refer to as standards, and effort. You must apply effort. And, you know, there's certain test words that are just really starting to nauseate me. Effort, standards, and it's not that those it's not that those are bad terms, right? Because I believe everybody should have standards and everybody should apply effort. But when they're utilized in this callous way, it really speaks to the lack of depth from the people, you know, pouring this stuff out to the ether. Because this is a cliche term. You know, it's like all these stuff, you just don't like black women. You know, it's like, come on, maybe at least elaborate. Give me some details. Articulate your point. Drive it home. Show that highest, most educated first demographic in America, the United States. Show that. Why don't you apply some effort into telling me why this shows no effort? Because what I'm seeing is a lot of mirroring. So the men tell the women that they're not accountable. And then the women say, well, men are not accountable. The men are saying, you know, if you perform, if you operate this way, you know, the reason most black women want a good man until she has to be with a good man, she can't stay with a good man because she would have to become a better woman. Now I'm seeing black women say the same thing. It's like y'all do the vice versa thing. Well, vice versa. Can we just focus on y'all getting y'all shit together? We've had 40 years of focusing on black men getting theirs together. This brings me to another point. I'm so sick and tired of these crocodile tears from our sisters and the sisterhood and the women talking about their tired of this divisive conversation. Because when we were tired of it 2 decades ago, y'all called us the grinning bear. When we were saying not all black men are out here wrong, not all black men are out here making children, not all black men are out here beating all women, not all black men are out here philandering, not all black men are choosing white women. Y'all told us we don't care. And I remember because I was there for that part of the conversation. When y'all felt like y'all could put y'all foot on a black man's throat, y'all were literally, just like the cop that stomped out on a boy in Minnesota. They put his foot on old boy's neck. That was black women to the collective of black men. And when we bring this up to the sisters, we get these individualistic stuff. Well, it wasn't me. I was out there speaking up for black men. When? We can sit here and watch the misandry go on and on and on. And you good sisters will sit there quietly not saying a goddamn thing. There's only when the men clap back that it's divisive. And it's because the misandry, the anti-black male misandry, the hatred of black men, males included, because it's talking about boys too, is so ingrained in our culture that it's been normalized. So that when we finally start speaking back, young, you so pity back. I love his brother's comedic work. The Skibbity Paps. Y'all got one face of Skibbity Paps and all of a sudden, we need to start with the racism. This here is this is the point of the white man. This is white supremacy that's breaking us into five plus, breaking up the family unit. Now all of a sudden, y'all conscious? Where's that consciousness when Oprah Winfrey was having something show after show, promote book after book, bringing Massandras after Massandras to making them famous, speaking on or stepping on the necks of black men? Where was all of this breaking the community apart? Y'all was right on, sister, back then. When Sister Shahrazad Ali, who I was going to speak about before, brought this up in the 1980s and early 90s. Y'all lined up your arrows and tried to take her down. Y'all tried to darken the sky in the field of arrows. Unfortunately enough brothers put up a shield to protect Sister Shahrazad and Ali. But she made some very key points. She was trying to tell y'all how to treat a black man and to address some of the issues concerning of the black woman's responsibility and the destruction and malfeasance or malfunctioning of the black community. But you got the maturity of a 14-year-old. And this is why you can't handle it. So the brothers clap back. Oh, yes. There was a clapback. And let me read to you what the brother said. The brother said a group of men made a list of the kinds of women should never take on a date. A number one. Single mothers. Number two, women with tattoos. Number three, women who dress like this in public. You know what that means. Sex workers. If you have an OnlyFans, mattress actors, strippers. Call girls, escorts, and I'm going to go further, Instagram thoughts that like to get glued out. Ding, ding, ding. Women with Instagram pages. Ding, ding, ding. Women with 9 earring piercings. Ding, ding, ding. Women with purple or any other unnatural hair color. Ding, ding, ding. Women with clothes for men. Ding, ding, ding. Models who market to men. When we talk about models who market to men, we're talking about those Instagram thoughts. Women who travel regularly, especially to them bamboo tours in Jamaica. Girls trips. We know what y'all be doing. Women who drink liquor regularly. My God. Glad I survived one of those. Women with weak or absentee fathers. That's right, because a lot of y'all fathers be ruining y'all, playing, spoiling y'all, being mad enough. No backbone, no spinal cord, or he's going to tell you he's going to be an ultra simp and say if the man ain't going to simp like this for you, he ain't good enough for you. He's the father that's going to refer to that other listener which you're talking about. Tell his son. You make sure you do what she says, okay? Ding, ding, ding. Women who live alone.
Ding, ding, ding.
Women with party boys. You know that wild, raspy, yes, girl, and all that other bullshit? Yeah, there. Got a mouth like a damn sailor that's been in sea for 44 months.
Ding, ding, ding.
Women want dating apps.
Ding, ding, ding.
Women who have been known to frequent fresh and fit.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hold on, fresh and fit. Women with lips.
Ding, ding, ding.
Women who have been again divorcees. Ooh, this one's gonna hurt. American black women and women born and raised in the West. Now let me tell you why this hit home so hard. See, the other list, the girls who keep keying about and high fiving, but that list, the first list that I read, it spoke to, first of all, the audacity, right? Black women just, honestly, I don't know what y'all have witnessed. Y'all don't really, this women's intuition y'all claim to have, it must be on factory default right now. Like, y'all might need a factory recall on that. Y'all have not been reading the room. Men aren't asking y'all out on dates no more. Men are telling y'all they would rather stay home with their homies and play video games. And when the brothers put their list together, the first thing y'all did was call them gay. Nobody called black women gay for putting a damn list together. But you know, y'all shaming tactics only work with low vibrating men. Men of low substance, men of low confidence, men with no self-esteem. We're on to the gay game. We'll all be gay if it means we don't have to date most of you. How about that? None of our penises work if it means we have to insert it into you, your obese eggs. How about that? Or your, how shall I put it, not particularly, not up to stuff hygienically, eggs. How about that? We'll all have non-functioning penises, and we'll all be simply gay playing video games with our friends and pretend to deal with a lot of y'all. We're sick of it. There's always something wrong. It can't be a day. Body clouds in the sky. No sunny days here. So we choose to go where we can fast floor weekend or enjoy some days. Nobody's choosing y'all. But let's go back to this. Your list is also superficial, and it speaks to your superficial nature. As I said before, the majority of you don't like men. So we really need to start asking, are you gay? But we know that y'all can't stand each other. So y'all might be gay. But lesbian relationships are by far the most violent demographic. Lesbian relationships outnumber all relationships percentage-wise when it comes to spousal abuse, when it comes to domestic violence. Women marriages with each other end in divorce at a 78% clip. Y'all divorce each other 77-70%. So it can't be the men, because gay men have the best marriage rate. They barely divorce at what, like 28%? They better than heterosexual couples, who bottom out at about 50%. And in heterosexual divorces, 80-90% of those are done by women. And because we have so many divorces, she doesn't have to state a claim as to what he does. But then, because she can't spare his good name, or she can't because she can't validate why she believes a good man, she begins to spur his name. Oh, Samantha Lee was talking about surviving toxic relationships. Tim Ivory was talking about surviving toxicity and just not wanting to live in it no more. But why is the leave? I really know it's been so much. I really can't get into it. No. Give us one specific thing. Just a little bit of this, a little bit. Well, what was it? Because Corey Hodge didn't say shit.
But Tyrese
can write a book. He's already produced songs. I think he had a song called something like what was one of his songs? It was speaking to not it was like conditional love or something like that. But it was more like I forget. Let me look that. I'm gonna actually look that up. Cause you know what, man. I need to know what the title of that song was. Oh, love. That's it. Love transactions. Love transactions. Alright. Love transactions. Here's some of the lyrics, right? I love you, you love me. We were supposed to be a fan. Change the change and the baby came. Oh, those were happy days. Flying high over everything. See, took the wind from beneath my wings. Fortune love shouldn't cause the thing. Thought that love should cause the thing. So why must I pay all these lawyer fees? Need a resolution? Was it an illusion? Can't get no satisfaction. Girl, you gotta be asking. Gotta be asking, is it love? Oh, is this love? Or is it just a transaction? So, they don't even talk about shit and giggles, but it's supposed to be the shallow nature of our women. That's why I brought out the series, brothers, that she don't like you, fam. If she is making it seem like her love for you always come with some type of emotional baggage, or you're not doing the heavy lifting. If she's making it seem like it's the boys to actually show you affection, if she's telling you you have to entertain her, man, she don't like you. Because I'm a good time in a thunderstorm sitting on the curb, the water running down the street. I'm a good time. I'm on my way to work. Please believe. So if I'm not entertaining and my personality doesn't drive you anyway, then fam, she don't like me. She don't like me. But I'm gonna tell you about why this list that the brothers put together. Shout out to Chris, girl. She always beats me to this shit. I'm going to tell you why the clapback list. There was another one, too, that was extremely bad. I'm not going to read that. But there was another list that came out. And this other list that came out with the brothers. So this list is the brothers' clapback. See, here's the thing. The women's list didn't disqualify any man. It didn't disqualify not one man. Because they don't really give a damn about the man. But the brothers' list, which featured characteristics, it focused on the qualities of the women. It focused on her value. It damn near eliminated 90% of the women here in America. And the black women in particular. Because just by saying single mothers, you've eliminated about 80% of black women. Oh, I'm not happy with that one. Remember the show we said, yeah, with the women with shame in the family, you were raised by a single mother. You said, yeah, but I want to break that generational curse. In other words, black man, you can't have values. You can't have standards. Now, they got a damn laundry list of places you can't take them because they got standards. But you low down, dirty Negro, you don't have no standards. Blah, blah. So you tackle that up, right? Let's say you say you're going to take one thing on the list, right? Even if you just take one thing on the list, say, okay, I'm going to make an exception to that, right? Okay, black woman, American black woman, I'm going to make an exception to that. Well, shit, if she is a bitch mother, if she's been a stripper, if she has those long-ass tattoos, arm sleeves, and you can't cover it up with a shirt or a dress, if she has tattoos on her, if she has piercings all over her face, if she has that neon color hair going down, you can't take her nowhere. Who you want to introduce her to? As a matter of those qualities that don't speak to anything, and principle of a good point about the tattoos. But women are emotionally attached to a lot of the things they do. Their piercings, all of that has some type of meaning. When a woman gets a tattoo, a lot of times they're thinking about a man. And a lot of times, the reason why you see those big tattoos on a woman is because she had a man's name tattooed on her somewhere, and she needed to cover it up. So that man is already imprinted on her and speak. So what's the deal with that? I'm not following up behind that. And you got, you know, women out here, listen, brothers, be careful who you deal with. Your consensual relationships with women will turn sideways real fast. All they have to do is have an emotional meltdown or be in their feelings or have fires to force because they did something that brought some guilt onto them. And once in a while, women will feel guilt. It ain't often. But once in a while, a woman will feel guilt. And when she feels guilt, all of a sudden, she don't have any problem throwing your ass under the bus. We can add that quality to the list. So, we have these brothers out here who created this list. The reason why the sisters, all of a sudden, it was divisive. All of a sudden now, you know, we got to stop being so divisive. This is what the white man wants. But if it's cute, but y'all was doing it. Y'all was rolling y'all necks, rolling y'all arms, snapping your hands back. When y'all was doing it. And y'all still do it. This whole notion about what, y'all just want us to shut up. Y'all don't want the divisiveness to end. Y'all just want us to stop exposing. Because as a good brother told me 3 years ago when I first started coming public with a lot of these issues and conversations, right? When I started coming back at it, I was at this in like 2014, 2015 on Facebook. Actually, go back to 2013. You can see it, some of my memories show that I was going at it back then on this bullshit. Only reason black women have been able to maintain her virtuousness globally because black men did the same thing. We even criticized other men for speaking publicly about the ills that took place in previous relationships. That's why you see so many brothers right now stepping up to Tyrese. Because this shit ain't cute. Everybody was perfectly fine when Tyrese was stuck here. Everybody was perfectly fine. Everybody's perfectly fine with Tyrese and stuff right here. What more do you want from me? Alright? That was him trying to save his fucking family. That's what he was referring to. But see, sisters, the list I just read to you, he don't like you, man. You can call him gay. It doesn't matter. He doesn't hear you from where he is. You're not leveled up enough for him to even notice you. I'm going to tell you the irony, right? When I walk to work, I'm walking around and I have my blazer on, there are sisters that stare at me But they stare at me from a perspective of, damn, I can't even really, I can't get with her. She's too high class for me. And all I did was put on the blades. And putting on the blades, I had them looking at me like, damn, he's out of my league. And for the majority, you're right. Because I'm no longer, you know, and a lot of us. With us as men are stepping our game up. And at this, like I said, it was a pettier. It was a much pettier list out here. Let me see if I can find it. I'm gonna speak on that list for 2 seconds, man. That list had me crying. Oh, let's see if I can find it. I'm gonna box up. But I had that list and I was I was crying when I saw that the other day. So, place these delusional ads, you know what, you think you fit to take them on the first date. Ruth Chris, this one had to fight. Swimming with dolphins. Skydiving. Helicopter ride. What does it say? Chart house? I don't know what the hell chart house is. Morton Steakhouse. Chop house. Jamaica. To the bank to withdraw all your money for them. Hold on. To the GEA, you can pay the light bill. So I'm guessing this a utility company. Car dealership to buy them a Hellcat and TAD and ATL for wig installation. But I'm telling you, man, and supposedly the ladies came back, but we already knew they would want to, you know, because can't just take this down. They were going to try to come back and want, but I'm going to tell y'all like this, man. Y'all better stop playing, because at this point, fellas is sitting around. Exercising options. And we're not dealing with the foolishness. You can't shame us into, well, this is what men are supposed to do. Nah, we've been doing that. Y'all still tell us man shit. How many times before we have to say the results are in and the baby is not yours? You know, for us to realize y'all were out there playing us. How many times do you have to sit on Ricky Lake, Sally Jesse Raphael, and all these other shows, talk shows, Queen Latifah, even she was in on how black men ain't doing their part. How many ABC and NBC Nightline specials are y'all going to have with a panel of black women sitting around the table telling a white man as a gentleman, there's just not enough good black men out here. They're all in jail. They don't have the skills. We go to college. We don't see them. We need men of our level. How many times do I want to have those and nobody blinked an eye? So the brother said, yo, be out. All right, we got this. Now y'all want to put together a bullshit list. Like, who are we going to take on again? Why don't y'all take each other on these dates? Because as I said before, if you've never been to all these places that you're talking about that we need to take y'all, it's not a standard. It's a damn wish list. You wish you can go there. And the only way you can go there is on the arm of a sucker who's going to go out of his way to put a $300 date on you. His bills are due. I don't give a damn if he makes six figures or not. In this economy, right now, with the crashing, the type of inflation we're facing, you'd be a damn fool to date a woman who's telling you that this is her standard. You know, you'd be standing your ass at the bus stop while leaving. And with that said, family, I want to thank everybody for jumping on tonight. Office hours, we had a blast. And looking forward to doing more of the same. Until then, you want peace. Because if you want peace, you better be willing to wait for it. And with that, let's take us home. If it ain't me.
maximum pressure. Came up and gave me tales of the dark side grand finale.
I'm ready to die, cause only I know every sin them lied and told, and it's killing my soul. But my love for the dope don't make it no better. I've been known to flirt with the iron and hit on whoever. A new clip, some clever that be rude. J.A. with me, it's murder. I.N.C. killer. Full of hoes with heat, you know.
If it ain't rough, it ain't neat.
Holla at me, my real. If you down, ready to kill me. We don't touch no more, we feel me. You see me run, second to throw my guns together. Mask up, hit him up, toss the hot Beretta. Should know better, but obviously they don't. Talk shit, you sure to get you one in your throat. By the time you realize that God's the truth, it's too late, they reminiscing over you, my love.
Watch them young guns that take none. Nobody safe from the Friday the 13th. Ghetto Jason, get your trigger finger aching. Snatch your stop that ass class for faking. 44 blast, it's a bloodbath. Take your first step down a thug path. Ain't no love here, just slugs here. Kids know the half, you get plucked here. Fast is impossible, for the weak to last. Now behold the unstoppable. Third eye watching you, watching me. Throwing rocks from the penalty box. Cop a plea, young G, we was born to die. Don't cry for me, just keep the heat closely and ride for me. Cause we family for better or worse. You and I from the dirt, used to snatch purse. So hard it hurt to be here. And each year, I'm pouring out more beer for this. Deceased peers, holding fort, police line do not cross. They found his corpse in the loft with the head cut off and butt naked. Homicide, the crime method, add another killer verse to the murder record. The grand finale.
Hot corners, cops with warrants, every block is boring. Friday night getting bent liquor pouring. My dog, not even home a month yet, and blades a girl in the stomach. He robbing and pumping. Little blood got popped by the group home cat. Everybody nervous in the hood, pulling their gas. Fiend yelling out, who got those? Go and see Shorty Snot Nose. He don't floss, but he got dope. Thug faces, fugitives running from court cases. Slugs shooting past for the love of drug paper. Queens, cap killers, soldiers, drug dealers. They gotta throw a beam of lightning down cause he feel us. May the next one strike me down if I'm not the realest. The mayor wanna call a SWAT team to come and kill us. But dogs are friends, if one see them all, wanna live to get revenge. And we ride to the end, brave hearts float alive with him. And still rise to collide with live men. My man got 3 6 to 18s and only 5 men. The belly of the beast, didn't wanna hear this. Tried to tell him on the streets, it's irrelevant. The beast love to eat black meat and got us niggas from the hood hanging off his teeth. We slinging the eat, bringing the heat. Bullet holes, razor scars is the pain in the street.
If it ain't rough, it ain't me. Down for life is what you told me. If it ain't rough, it ain't me. You'll see. Chick on the other side, grand finale. My goals for life, call for life. Now who be on that job like me, Tazi? Slim waist, petite body. Down for my niggas, quick to pull a shot. He's bringing everybody, late to the whole party. Rolling hard with my niggas, come through in the blood. Like Tony from Manolo, it's me I trust. Now watch how high top bust. Guarantee mommy stay down when it get rough. Quick to blast that if you my stash. High flows for the you know sexy. Cold for you, you try to oppose me. High tide, DJB and Belly. Ooh, if it ain't rough, it ain't me.
I bust my grip on reality or so it would seem. Pinch myself to wake up cause I know it's a dream. That don't know me, see me and think I'm a robber. That know me well, see me and think I'm a problem. I'm just an ass misunderstood. Like word of man, I turn your last name to Underwood. Cause if I see it, I'ma take it and run with it. That's me, but type of bullshit, nigga, that's me. The darker it gets outside, the more blood flows. When I plug holes with the snub nose, gun blows, bullets whistle, wouldn't issue. Hit you all up in your mouth like it tried to kiss you. Drama, it's right here, how much you need. Beat you down with the gat, see how much you bleed. How much you plead for your life, you was a killer. The only f***s coming about that ass, you feel it, getting realer. Now beg for your life, one more time, one more crime, one more nine. Come on, crime, over, this is the shit. That is all you were the last one standing or the last one to fall.
Fet Life Station, the vibe starter. Featured guest DJs, music news, the hottest DJs from around the world.
Get prepared. This is prophecy. God is with us. I walk the blocks like whatever, God. My message to y'all feds who desperate to arrest us, young benevolent hardheads. Afro-Korean Fitch, rocking wrist, glistening marksman. Hitchcock of hip-hop since Big Pop departed. The Project Logic is still salute the dead. Glock spit, pour some juice out for those in Manchester, Viewmount. Otisville, Lewisburg, Fort Dix, Fort Worth, Oakdale, every fed jail where all my dogs lurk. War hurts, much to gain, till the day we all say, may your pain be champagne. Then we all blaze away at our enemies, may they die easily. Long as they perish forever's what freedom means to me. Blowing greenery, growing eager to see evil things thrown away, zoning gray GT. Diesel jeans, airs and chuck solitaire stones with the rarest cuts on some pretty tone shit. Haircut looks airbrushed and they aware of us though, and we don't give a flying 747 fuck though, staying on my hustle. A message to those who trapped us up from federal guys who backed them up. We never will die, we black and tough. Let in your eye, we strapped to bust. Half of us been locked up inside the beast. Look at the time we see, Brooklyn to Compton streets, Queens, even the Congolese dreams of bullets and triggers. Our enemies pull it on innocent women and children. It wasn't no ghetto chemists who mix up the coke and put guns in our buildings. But I'm not gonna cry, and I'm not gonna stand, just watch you die. I'ma pass you a nine, I'ma grab your hand, come on, let's ride. A message to those who killed the king, who murdered the Christ, the same regime. What God has built, you never can break. What God has loved, you never can hate. Man makes rules and laws, you just a ruthless dog. Your kettle is waiting, you devils will run back into the cave you came from whenever that day comes. 40 acres, plantations, see every race won. Sincerely yours, Street's Disciple, Revelations.